1965. February 1965. Nora stood barefoot and precariously balanced on a stool in the dining room, fastening pink streamers to the brass chandelier. Chains of paper hearts, pink and magenta, floated down over the table, trailing across her wedding china, the dark red roses and gilded rims, the lace tablecloth, the linen napkins. As she worked, the furnace hummed and strands of crepe paper wafted up, brushing against her skirt, then falling softly against the floor again, rustling. Paul, 11 months old, sat in the corner beside an old grape basket full of wooden blocks. He had just learned to walk, and all afternoon he'd amused himself by stomping through this, their new house, in his first pair of shoes. Every room was an adventure. He had dropped nails down the registers, delighting in the echoes they made. He dragged a sack of joint compound through the kitchen, leaving a narrow white trail in his wake. Now, wide-eyed, he watched the streamers, as beautiful and elusive as butterflies, then pulled himself up on a chair and staggered in pursuit. He caught one pink strand and yanked, swaying the chandelier. Then he lost his balance and sat down hard. Astonished, he began to cry.
"Oh, sweetie," Nora said, climbing down to pick him up. "There, there," she murmured, running her hand over his soft, dark hair.
Outside, headlights flashed and disappeared, and a car door slammed. At the same time, the phone began to ring. Nora carried Paul into the kitchen and picked up the receiver just as someone knocked on the door.
"Hello?"
She pressed her lips to Paul's forehead, damp and soft, straining to see whose car was in the driveway. Bree wasn't due for an hour.
"Sweet baby,"
she whispered. And then into the phone, she said again,
"Hello?
Mrs. Henry?"
It was the nurse from David's new office. He joined the hospital staff a month ago, a woman Nora had never met. Her voice was warm and full. Nora pictured a middle-aged woman, hefty and substantial, her hair in a careful beehive. Caroline Gill, who had held her hand through the rippling contractions, whose blue eyes and steady gaze were inextricably connected for Nora to that wild and snowy night, had simply disappeared. A mystery, that, and a scandal.
"Mrs. Henry, it's Sharon Smith. Dr. Henry was called into emergency surgery just, I swear, as he was about to walk out the door and go home. There was a horrible accident out off Leestown Road. Teenagers, you know, they're pretty badly hurt. Dr. Henry asked me to call. He'll be home as soon as he can."
"Did he say how long?"
Nora asked. The air was redolent with roast pork, sauerkraut, and oven potatoes, David's favorite meal.
"He didn't, but they say it was an awful wreck. Between you and me, honey, it may end up being ours."
Nora nodded. Distantly, the front door opened, shut. There were footsteps, light and familiar, in the foyer, the living room, the dining room. Bree, early, coming to pick up Paul, to give Nora and David this evening before Valentine's Day, their anniversary, to themselves. Nora's plan, her surprise, her gift to him.
"Thank you,"
she told the nurse before she hung up.
"Thanks for calling."